621 1320 WILS. Now, President Trump, as he was running for president, said he was actually in favor of medical marijuana. But now, especially with Attorney General Jeff Sessions in charge, we could see a serious crackdown on the legalization movement. Ethan Nadelman with us, founder and executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. It's drugpolicy.org. Thanks for joining us, Ethan, on WILS.
Sure, Michael. Happy to be on. Yeah.
What's your position on the drug war, then, at the policy there, center?
Well, I mean, the drug war has clearly been a monstrous failure. I mean, the country's wasted $1 trillion over the last 40 years. We've locked up a zillion people. You know, it's not exactly working very well. So we obviously need reforms. And one of the most sensible ones is to end marijuana prohibition and have a sensible system of regulation in its place.
And Jeff Sessions, what's his view on marijuana?
Yeah, he seems to be at the far end of all the members of Congress, Democrat and Republican. I mean, he is saying good people don't smoke weed. He's saying federal government's got to come in here and try to block these states from moving forward with legalization. I mean, he's known as a supporter of states' rights, but when it comes to marijuana, he seems ready to throw that out the window. You know, there's a multi-billion dollar industry emerging right now. We're taking this thing out of the underground, out of the black market. So this is a perfect time to be moving in direction of a responsible, legally regulated industry. And unfortunately, Jeff Sessions just seems determined to throw a wrench into the works.
Yeah, but they haven't done anything yet, right? What are you expecting?
Well, I mean, they've only been in for about 5-6 weeks, but already they're showing some indications. I mean, Sessions' comments a couple days ago about more or less, we got to try to stop this. And, you know, I'll tell you, Michael, there's an interesting thing emerging. There's now half a dozen studies that are showing in those states that have the best access to marijuana, typically through the medical marijuana system, that those states have the lowest rates of overdose involving heroin and pharmaceutical opioids, and some of the lower rates of doctors unnecessarily prescribing these things. Mm-hmm. So you can't prove that where marijuana is more available, you see less opioid use and abuse and overdose, but there's a huge amount of circumstantial evidence.
So
now, when somebody raised this with Sessions,
yeah,
he just poo-pooed it as if there was no evidence whatsoever.
You got a state like Colorado. I mean, they basically have this fully developed marijuana industry. What do you imagine the federal government doing in that case?
Yeah, basically, I mean, they should be staying out of it.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, Congress passed a law Rohrabacher put through that said that the Justice Department should not go after medical marijuana in the states that have legalized it.
Okay.
Now there's a bill, the McClintock bill, Republican senator in California, basically saying the same thing, that the federal government should not get involved in states that have legalized marijuana.
But Ethan, you're saying they're going to. Can they shut down the entire industry in a place like Colorado, let's say?
In theory, they can. And in theory, they can do it. I think what they'll really do, I don't think we'll see a full frontal assault by Sessions' Justice Department against the whole marijuana industry. I think what they'll start to do is to pick off some people. They'll start to do asset forfeitures. They'll seize their property. Maybe they'll arrest some people in the middle of the night. They'll bring the police state in to screw with people's lives and businesses. And so it won't be taken on the whole industry. It'll be putting a chill and a scare into this thing.
Ethan Nadelman with the Drug Policy Alliance. We have medical marijuana here in Michigan. Do you imagine the feds doing something about that?
You know, what Spicer, the press secretary, said last week was that he did not, you know, he said President Trump likes medical marijuana. He knows it works. He wants to help people. And secondly, he basically said, don't worry so much about medical marijuana. But Michigan's interesting because Michigan is the most likely state to have a legalization initiative on the ballot come 2018. You got a strong majority support in Michigan for legalizing marijuana. You have people who want to legally regulate it, bring in the tax revenue, get out of the black market. So I think Michigan's going to have a big investment in figuring out what the Trump administration, what Attorney General Sessions are going to do about this.
So you're saying the Trump administration is going to leave medical marijuana alone? Is that what you're...
That's what they're saying right now. Now, mind you, you know, they might start to crack down here and there, but Spicer, the press secretary, was somewhat reassuring last week in saying, we don't really want to screw around with medical marijuana.
But
Sessions, on the other hand,
right,
is kind of on the far end. So, you know, who knows what he'll do?
So if we're following the rule of law in this country, the reality is it's illegal. It's illegal to smoke marijuana federally, and President Obama certainly didn't do anything about that. Why didn't he, by the way?
Well, I mean, remember, the federal government, even though marijuana is technically illegal to possess under federal law, the federal law against marijuana possession is not enforced anywhere except maybe in a few national parks and some airports. The feds tend to focus on basically trafficking, distribution, things like that.
We also have a
tradition in this country of states' rights and of the state serving as laboratories of policy innovation and experimentation. And the fact of the matter is when these eight states now, you know, have passed marijuana legalization, taxation, regulation laws, that's not in violation of federal law. They have the right to do that, just as states began to repeal the alcohol prohibition laws in the late 20s and early 30s.
Okay, President Obama knew that there would be a time where this could become an issue, right? And rather than just relaxing the position against marijuana as he did, why don't lawmakers actually address this in an honest way and actually decide whether or not to make marijuana a legal substance in the U.S.?
I think at this point, the politics, I mean, look, 58% of Americans now say that marijuana should be legal, right? But Congress, as we know, is oftentimes the last place you see any change. With repeal of alcohol prohibition back in 1933, you had to have three-fourths of the states repeal it before Congress was ready to do anything. So the interesting policy innovation happened to the state and local level. Congress is the last place to do this. And when it involves a federal-state conflict, it's always a tricky issue. You know, it's always a tricky issue. Our hope here is that basically the feds will stay out of this, that if Congress can pass this amendment banning the Justice Department from getting involved in the states that have legalized marijuana, that'll provide the security you need to enable this thing to move forward.
You think the Republican Congress is actually going to do that?
I got to tell you, Michael, look, just 2 years ago, not only did they pass overwhelmingly the amendment by Dana Rohrabacher and a Democrat Farr to say stay out of the medical marijuana states, they narrowly missed. The Republican House of Representatives missed by only half a dozen votes from passing another amendment that would have said the Justice Department's got to stay out. At this point now, we've doubled the number of legalization states from 4 to 8 last election day. Okay. Some of the anti-marijuana folks have left Congress. Some new ones have come in. So the votes are clearly there in this Republican Congress, in the Republican House and Senate, to pass this amendment. The question will be, will the House leadership allow it to move forward? The question will be, is Sessions going to try to block this thing from getting to the president's desk?
Of course he is. Why not?
Well, we'll see. But I mean, he's got other problems right now.
Here's my question,
Ethan.
Yeah. Really, what is it, though? What is the holdup? If you're saying 60% of Americans want to see marijuana legalized, what's the underlying issue that the federal government has with actually doing that?
Well, you say the federal government, right? I mean, the federal government's the White House.
Federal lawmakers, in general,
yeah,
the
no,
institution.
Yeah, when it comes to Congress, I think what happens is that basically, look, if you look at the numbers right now, you see roughly over 60% of Democrats, 60% of independents, only about 40% of Republicans support the legalization of marijuana. Now, among Republican millennials, you see it's like 55-60%. So I think you now have Republican politicians who are scared of moving forward on this thing. Republican politicians are ready to throw their states' rights arguments, you know, out the window because the issue is pot. You know, you have people who are, you know, the old anti-marijuana craziness hasn't fully gone away. So I think it's just a matter of time in many respects, but it is going to take time. More states need to legalize this stuff. We're going to see hopefully Michigan do it, you know, next year in 2018, some other states. Mm. You know, it's not that the Trump administration, the Republicans, others, Democrats who oppose this, they're not going to stop it. They're just going to slow it down for a while, which is a shame, because with the government, we don't need the government spending billions of dollars each year arresting young people for weed. And it's far better to have the government taxing this stuff and regulating it than putting all the profits in the hands of gangsters and criminals.
Ethan Nadelman, founder and executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. You can find him online at drugpolicy.org. Drugpolicy.org. Ethan Nadelman here on 1320 WILS. Ethan, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Take care.
When we come back, the markets are booming. Why? And when is this whole thing going to topple over? We'll find out from a market expert next right here on WILS.